Oh yeah, we are back. This is Living Life on the Outside, the Harry Thomas Show for March 17th, 2011. Happy St. Patrick's Day, folks. We're in Syracuse, New York, and the skies are sunny and full of chemtrails. And the website can be located at harrythomas.podomatic.com. Yeah, I took a couple pictures of these chemtrails the other day, and I uploaded them over to 12160 Social Network. You can find me over there. You can just do a Google search for 12160 and find all kinds of people that are fighting this global government, this enslavement camp that they're turning into planet Earth into. Now, I took these pictures of these chemtrails. It was shaped like a big V. And I showed them to a friend of mine, and she said, "Oh, that's so pretty." And I said, "Well, that is poison." And I explained to her what chemtrails was. And she didn't think it was so pretty after that. But, you know, that's the difference in experiencing life. I experience life from my experience. Other people might is experiencing life from their experience, and we see the same event in different ways. And I guess that's part of this show, Living Life on the Outside, where we're living outside of the box. We're questioning our own realities. You know, we're doing something different, having a different outlook, taking a different look at the world around us. And questioning what we're being told. And, you know, and I want to thank you for being on this journey with me. And I want to thank you for subscribing to the podcast over there at harrythomas.podomatic.com. And I want to thank you for telling all your friends. Because together we are going to beat this new world order. We are going to beat these global elite that think we are nothing but a herd of cattle for them to destroy and control. And I've had a heck of a week. I was trying to do a special report, a YouTube video, over at my YouTube channel, Harry Thomas Info. And twice I used the software on the site, and twice after I did the material, it disappeared. I got a blue screen, the computer automatically restarted, and bam, all the information was lost. And then I tried it over at Stick AM. And I finally did get a final product over there, but it was all skipping. So, you know what? I am going to cover the material here today. I am going to talk a little bit about what's happening over in Japan today. Now, I'll get to that in a little bit. I got some other stuff here that I've seen that I want to talk about. And some of it is Bill Gates. See, Bill Gates, he was just determined to be the richest man in the world again, or somewhere up there. He's up there on the food chain when it comes to global elitists. He's definitely up there on the food chain when it's talking about New World Order minions. And that's really, even at his level, he's still a minion. I mean, half of these guys, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They think they're part of something bigger than anyone else, and that their egos are so big, they think they've arrived somewhere because they're smarter than the underclass. And that's really what we're talking about here, is their view of the underclass. Now, whether or not this guy is completely and utterly evil on the inside, it really doesn't matter. because he's doing evil. His actions are evil, whether he realizes it or not. And him and his wife, Melinda, they give all kinds of money to eugenics programs. And eugenics, if you don't know what that is, you really should get yourself educated on it. Because it has a lot to do with the globalist agenda. It has a lot to do with the New World Order plan for enslavement of humanity. And it has a lot to do with exactly what's going on with our being sicknesses. All these sicknesses that are increasing. These cancers and these autism and Alzheimer's disease. And all these diseases that are just reaching epidemic levels, levels that you've never heard of before. All this crap that they're spraying in the air with these chemtrails. All the stuff that's in the water and the food and these preservatives and all these this stuff. You know. And I've talked about how I'm just going to talk about this real quick and get it out of the way, because it's not that big of a deal on the big scale of what I want to talk about today. But everybody who's been a regular listener of the show knows that I just got dentures, you know, that I've had some major health problems, and I'm trying to get myself back together again and all this, and I just got these dentures, and I was trying to learn how to eat, so I finally used this denture adhesive stuff, and I just started using it to hold them into place more so I can learn how to eat again. And then the very next day, I find this, comes out of naturalnews.com, denture cream can cause nerve damage. And it's talking about the zinc in it, and it causes brain damage, nerve damage in the brain and stuff over the long term. Debilitating nerve damage. Oh my God. Well, it's neurological disorders. But, I mean, that is just, like, so atypical of just when you think it's safe to get back in the water. Here it is. You know, another shark. Another one. But I want to get back to this Bill Gates stuff. And, you know, this guy is a total tool. And he wants all children to be vaccinated. And he's just so creepy. You know, and I found this clip of him admitting that vaccinations are part of reducing the population. What? No, don't call me crazy. You can listen to this for yourself. This guy says the vaccinations are used to reduce the population. You know, and he's just so creepy the way he talks about it. Oh, we got to have all the little children take their vaccinations. Take them, kids. They're yummy. I mean, listen to this, and it is just incredible.
$10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the year of the vaccines. What does that mean exactly?
Well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. We could cut the number of children who die every year from about 9 million to half of that if we have success on it. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really allows the society a chance to take care of itself once you've made that intervention.
There's been a lot of scrutiny of vaccines recently, specifically childhood vaccines. There's been a lot of news about, is there a connection with autism, for example. What do you make of all that? Dr. Wakefield wrote a paper about this saying that he thought there was a connection, and there was lower vaccination rates as a result for a period of time in Britain than the United States. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Wakefield has been shown used absolutely fraudulent data. He had a financial interest in some lawsuits. He created a fake paper. The journal allowed it to run. All the other studies were done, showed no connection whatsoever again and again and again. And so it's an absolute lie that has killed thousands of kids, because the mothers who heard that lie, many of them didn't have their kids take either pertussis or measles vaccine, and their children are dead today. And so, you know, the people who go and engage in those anti-vaccine efforts, you know, they kill children. It's a very sad thing, because these vaccines are important.
So he's saying, listen to that. Oh, people who are anti-vaccine are killing kids, but more or less, he's sitting there lying, right, a bold-faced lie. And I don't know if that was a Freudian slip, but listen to what he said. Reduce population.
The benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really, we have success on it. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really.
Did you hear that? I'm going to play it again, one more time, just in case you can't believe your ears.
The benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really.
Reduce population growth. This is just incredible. And what he was saying about Dr. Wakefield is a total lie. And, you know, the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth, okay, about what this deal was. Dr. Wakefield was involved in measles, mumps, and rubella litigation. That's true, okay? But what was printed in the journal that he's talking about was an interpretation the paper never said. And that the colleagues, the 10 colleagues that retracted their support of this paper's findings or whatever, only retracted an interpretation, not the actual findings. I mean, let me get that straight. This was an interpretation that was misconstrued into a media outlet. It never said that. It said it could have. You know, but Dr. Wakefield himself never created any data in that study. And you hear Bill Gates going, he created a fraudulent paper. He did not create a fraudulent paper. And the colleagues never retracted that the findings of that paper at all. The findings of that paper were purely scientific. And the data that came into that the findings in that paper didn't actually come from Dr. Wakefield. It came from other experts that were doing clinical tests. You understand what I'm saying here? Bill Gates is completely lying to you. And like I said, I'm not sure if he even knows he's lying, or he's just brain warped, or he's just so far gone out of reality, you know, that he doesn't know what he's talking about. I suspect he knows a little bit more about the fraud and the corruption that he's involved in. Because I don't see how he could just coincidentally be involved in this lying and these funding of eugenics programs and this just utter disgusting behavior. He is nothing but a minion for the New World Order. And the bottom line is, that paper that was created actually had some relevance in it. Listen to what he said here. This is incredible.
Reducing the population growth, it really allows the society a chance to take care of itself once you've made that intervention.
It allows society a chance to take care of itself. By killing itself? Listen to what he just said.
Reducing the population growth, it really allows the society a chance to take care of itself once you've made that intervention.
That is just so appalling. Reducing sickness, reducing population growth. Reducing sickness by reducing the population because there'd be less people to be sick. Oh, and it allows society a chance to take care of itself. I don't know about you, but that makes me sick. Once you've made that intervention, intervening in the natural order of things. This guy is just totally proud of himself. Well, we have to do a little bad for the greater good. You know, he's one of them kind of guys. But anyway, I've got this story here, news story. Mother wins cash payout for damage her son suffered from MMR vaccine jab. A mother whose son suffered brain damage 18 years ago from measles, mumps, rubella vaccine has been awarded $140,000 in damages. Robert, who's nearly 19, but he's mentally like a 14-month-old toddler, said his mother, Jackie Fletcher. He can't stand unaided. He can't speak except to say hi, Mom, or hi, Daddy. The seizure that he had occurred 10 days after the vaccination. Okay, it took these people 18 years just to get a measly $140,000, which probably doesn't even cover a fraction of the cost that it's taken to take care of the needs of this young man who now who's you know actually a got the mind of a 14-month-old toddler because of these vaccines. She says her husband John and I have battled for 18 years for the cause of Robert's disability to be officially recognized. We were told the vaccine was perfectly safe. Like most people, we trusted what the doctors and nurses were putting to us. Fletcher now runs the vaccine awareness nonprofit Justice Awareness and Basic Support, JABS, which provides assistance to nearly 2,000 families who are seeking compensation for children who they believe were harmed by vaccines. She believes her case is the first in which damages have been awarded to the surviving victims of the MMR vaccine. The only safe vaccine is one that is never used, writes Andreas Moritz in her book, Cancer is Not a Disease, quoting James Shannon, the former director of the National Institutes of Health. Yeah, well, apparently, according to Bill Gates, all these people here are child killers. They are child killers. When there has been a significant amount of deaths on the record, officially caused by these vaccines. You know, flu vaccines, whatever kind of vaccines you want to talk about. The HPV vaccine, which doesn't even do what the FDA claims it does. I mean, this is just incredible. Incredible. This come out of the naturalnews.com, a story by the health ranger Mike Adams. Australia bans flu vaccines in children after vomiting, fevers, and seizures. There's another one on the record. Australian health authorities have been urging patients there to vaccinate their children against the flu, propagating the mythology that flu vaccines are both safe and effective. But this time around, many Australian parents found out the hard way that they were being lied to. It didn't take long to realize the truth after their children started going into convulsions following the flu vaccine injections. Other children began vomiting and exhibiting dangerously high levels of fever. One child has gone into a coma and may never recover. Okay, so these people that are speaking out against this, they want these children to die, I guess. They're child killers. No, Mr. Gates, Mr. Bill Gates, you're the child killer. It's your global elite controllers that deserve to be brought to justice, that deserve to be exposed for what you are, a bunch of eugenicists, a plague to society. Yeah, that's right. I'm on the record of saying it. You're a plague to society. You're not only a child killer, you're a killer, period, Mr. Gates. And these people make me sick. This article goes on to say, remember, health authorities in Australia, the UK, and the United States, and everywhere else have relentlessly insisted that flu vaccines are perfectly safe and can't possibly harm anyone. In the U.S., the FDA has given its approval to the very same flu vaccine that's harming children in Australia. And the CDC has insisted that all children in the USA, regardless of age, should now be injected with the same flu vaccine. You know, and I've seen some stuff recently that goes even farther than that, that they're trying to take, because right now you can actually get a waiver. You can get a waiver and not vaccine your child, and the child can be able to go to school and everything else. They won't tell you about that, but if you go ahead and investigate into it and do your own research, you can find out that there are waivers to make on these vaccines, you know. And it's the additives that are the most harmful. It's the additives that consist of highly inflammatory chemicals. That's what's most likely causing the convulsions in these children. One thing I've noticed about vaccine pushers is that they behave like irrational zealots. No matter how much evidence surfaces about the dangers of vaccines, they continue to mindlessly push them while ignoring the evidence. This is precisely the kind of attitude reflected across the vaccine industry. Reports of children being harmed or paralyzed or hospitalized by vaccines are always written off as coincidence. The mounting evidence is simply thrown out the window because it conflicts with the pro-vaccine agenda. That agenda is population control. And you heard Bill Gates say it right there, reduce the population growth. That's what these vaccines do. It makes no sense, but then again, the vaccine industry has never been based on rational thinking in the first place. If health authorities were truly rational, they'd be handing out vitamin D supplements to children instead of injecting them with vaccines, because vitamin D has been scientifically proven to provide better protection against the flu than vaccines. I often wonder how many dead children will it take before parents wake up and realize that flu vaccines are dangerous. The answer may surprise you. Even a million dead children won't change the minds of most parents, because they do just whatever they're told by health authorities, even if it makes no rational sense. Any parent that trusts the government with the health of their child is setting themselves up for catastrophe, and that catastrophe could very well cost them the life of their child. See, it's the health authorities and it's the governments that are pushing all this stuff that are the killers. That's what the killers are. I mean, this is just totally incredible. Totally incredible. And I just wanted to expose that, because that's what we do here, is we expose this. And you can find these news stories that I talk about over at twitter.com/HarryThomas. And that's where all kinds of stuff I post over there, news, stuff that I can't even cover on the show. And who the heck am I? I am just a regular, ordinary person that's just fed up with the way, the direction the world's going. Okay? I am sick of these elite people trying to kill us all. And they're killing us all. Infecting us with all kinds of diseases. And they don't care. We are just a slave class. Cattle for them to herd around and push around and bully around. And I'll tell you what. I've always been one to stand up to bullies. And all I'm encouraging other people to do is to gather up a little bit of courage, take a stand for something so that we're not falling for anything. You know, don't be afraid to go against the grain. Don't be afraid to wander off from the herd, because there's always a few of us that wander away from the herd, that actually question our own reality, that say, I'm not going to follow the pack because I don't know where they're going. You know, and here comes the Pied Pipers, and ooh, follow me to my death, to our death. And that's exactly what I found out was going on when I started doing a little research about exactly this push for a one world government and all the corruption that surrounds that. And I'm just a regular, ordinary guy that's decided to take a stand and to exercise my freedom of speech and to let other people know that it is okay to go against the grain, it's okay to question your reality, and it's okay to speak a different point of view. You know, and I've noticed in my research, a lot of this stuff comes into these weird satanic rituals. These elitists are involved in all kinds of creepy pedophile sex rings. And I know that sounds crazy, and I don't really talk about it enough, although I have talked about it an awful lot. You know, Dine Core was involved in child sex rings. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, for whom I actually ended up voting for president last time around, she spoke out against it. Donald Rumsfeld questioned him about it. I just find it awfully bizarre over and over again, all these mounting evidence and eyewitness accounts of this crazy stuff going on. And then I find this come out of the smoking gun. Company suspends DHS site because of its creepy pedophile content. Now these are, let me remind you that these are your tax dollars at work. This is the best that we can do with the money that they take from you. What they're actually stealing from you. It's legal extortion. You know, they're extorting these funds from all of us. And then they go and they put it toward this stuff. In an aggressive bid to entice prospective sex tourists, the Department of Homeland Security last year launched an undercover website that purported to arrange trips from U.S. to Canada where clients could engage in sexual activity with minors. The Precious Treasure Holiday Company website was active until a few weeks ago when its Massachusetts-based web hosting firm removed the site from its servers, apparently in response to a complaint about its content. Now visitors to PreciousTreasureHolidayCompany.com are greeted with the message, "This site has been suspended." And it says, after a year online, the DHS undercover site may have fallen victim to its own sleazy overt come-on. As seen at the right, the site's front page carried three symbols that an FBI intelligence bulletin has identified as used by pedophiles. Additionally, the site's acronym, PTHC, is an allusion to preteen hardcore pornography. The site's carefully misspelled motto, "We help make your fantasies come true," also does little to mask its illicit intentions. You know, and it's just incredible here. It says the site is found to contain illicit material like child pornography. Oh my God. It's just incredible. So they contacted the FBI. They put out an intelligence bulletin. It comes back that the Department of Homeland Security owns this. And they're working in cahoots with Canada. Which is just more evidence of this going into a North American union, a loss of sovereignty where, you know, we have NORCOM, we're doing so many integration, this North American integration, I guess you would call it now. It was Security and Prosperity Partnership, the Superhighway, they keep changing the name when we get hip to it, because that's something that they're going ahead with. It's like a European Union-style thing where they want to merge all of our countries together and have a new currency and do like the European Union, where if you really look into what the European Union does, is it really just appoints a bunch of an unelected body to tell countries what to do. And the countries have no say in it. If you join on to this and you sign on to it, you have no say. You have to do what an unelected group of elitists tell you to do. And the direction that you go is going to be an unelected group of elitists. I find it utterly appalling. It makes me sick to my stomach. People got to wake up to this. I don't even know what to say about it. It's just... people got to wake up to this, you know, and how are we going to wake up to it when we're bombarded every day with this mind control agenda? I mean, we are just bombarded by these same global elite own the media. You know, the new generation has been so exposed to, they don't even know what sovereignty means. They don't even know how important it is to preserve our freedom and what kind of vigilance it's going to take in order for us not to become a total slave class. They don't understand that our economies are being crushed, that we're being thrust into a one-world government, that the middle class is being eradicated, that slowly but surely we are being dumbed down and we are being diseased. And our populations are going to be reduced. And we are going to be reduced to an animal level. You know, that's not freedom. That's not freedom. Oh, I just can't say enough of how I just beg of everybody just to please stop. Stop what you're doing right now. Sit still for a minute and question your own reality. You know, nobody wants to believe that they've been had and bushwhacked and bamboozled, but please, please, erase your ego enough, your pride, your false pride, put it aside for a minute, for the sake of humanity. Stop and question your reality. We got Generation Net. Youngsters prefer their virtual lives to the real world. Children are often happier with their online lives than they are with reality, a survey has revealed. They can say who they can be exactly they want to be. When they're done living in their fantasy world, they can't simply quit. It's no longer fun. Life is no longer fun. This is increasing depression. It's increasing fantasy. You know, that's what I'm saying. People are not living in reality. They're just going straight for the mind control. They're going straight for it. And with the invention of the TV and the generations now that have been grew up on it, I'm one of them generations, where, you know, they've got the flicker rate down, they got everything down, where that information is just coming and it's passing any kind of critical thinking that we might have. and going directly into our brain as truths. And if you keep repeating the same lie and lie over and over again, you will eventually, it will become truth. And they've done this with global warming. They've done this with war. They've done this with 9/11, terrorism, Department of Homeland Security. They, you know, every sitcom, every TV show, every movie portraying over, I mean, every segment of society, from the preacher's pulpit all the way down to the local community center, people have told blatant lies over and over again, and they have become truth. They have become reality. All of a sudden, Department of Homeland Security is just normal. That's just a part of our lives now. The biggest bureaucracy ever that owns creepy pedophile content on sites in cahoots with Canada, you know, they said it was going to be just for the terrorists, not for us. I don't even know what they're doing. You know, they create the problems. You know, and this reminds me, who was it? It was the guy over at whatreallyhappened.com, Mike Rivero. He was one of the only ones that was talking about this crackdown on Usenet, which was news groups, you know, and eventually the ISPs have cut everybody off from access to that stuff. But... and I was involved in there because that's where I originally started posting the Harry Thomas Show, was in some of these radio news groups. And they came out and they were starting to get flooded with all this kiddie porn. People had traced it back to see, and it was coming from the government. It was coming from the intelligence communities. They were the ones flooding it. You know, not only did they want to... demonize Usenet and the internet in general so that they can have these crackdowns so they can say it's okay to cut things off. I'm going to get that in a minute. A lot of this is taking a little bit more time than I thought. But I don't care. It needs to be said. You know, they create the problem so they can provide the solution. The solution is always tyranny. You know, but they were the ones that were flooding it. You know, and it's the same thing here with this precious treasure holiday company. You know, do you want to fund this? Ask yourself, do you want to fund this madness? You know what I mean? Meanwhile, they're creating their own problems. They're probably creating abuse by posting this content and flooding the internet with, you know, and here go these youngsters with their virtual lives. They prefer their virtual lives to the real world. And it says you can say anything online. Now we're seeing this cyberbullying push, and I talked about this a couple years ago, that we were going to see this push for cyberbullying and a total attack on free speech, and they were going to use the internet, you know, and oh, this isn't acceptable anymore. The government has to control what you say. They got teachers now that are going to be monitoring Facebook, you know, their students, even in the off hours. And holding students responsible. Not only that, holding parents responsible for something a kid might do on Facebook after hours of school. This is how bad the Big Brother society has come, you know. And meanwhile, we've got all this stuff going on in Japan. And let me look at this article here. Obama plays while Japan begs for help. And that's exactly what's happening. When Nero was playing the fiddle while Rome burned, Barack Obama is talking about March Madness and basketball and this delusion, these diversionary tactics. And, you know, and I haven't listened to an InfoWars.com broadcast in probably a couple years. And I actually caught one yesterday, in fact. And it was a really, really good broadcast talking about what is going on in the lies that are being told. You know, it's lies by omission. They're saying that they can't tell us what these radiation is really going to do. And, you know, Mike Adams was on there, the health ranger, and I really like his efforts over at naturalnews.com. I think he's doing a bang-up job of getting alternative information out to people over there. And, you know, everybody that puts in an effort to stop this madness and to provide an alternate view, a different kind of a way to look at things, I just applaud everybody about it. And, you know, and I was thinking, you know, the day before, I turned on the television and they were like, we've got a nuclear power plant not far from where I live in Oswego, New York. And I have potassium iodide pills in case of that, you know, because I have a survival backpack, and I believe that it's important for everybody to start taking in consideration of what we can do to take care of ourselves, because the governments are not going to help us. Any of the governments anywhere around the world are not going to help us. You know, I'm looking at, oh, well, we're going to have an inspection in June, and there are some residents within a 10-mile radius have weather radios. I mean, that was the biggest that they could do to make me feel better about having a nuclear power plant in my backyard. That's supposed to make me feel safe. That's supposed to make me feel secure. Well, they're going to have an inspection in June, and, you know, some residents have weather radios. Oh, well, thank God for that. I'm glad they have weather radios. You know, meanwhile, they should be telling people how to boost their immune systems, that they maybe, you know, should have a supply of potassium iodide. You know, explain to people exactly what's going on. Maybe explain to people that, you know, you should have, you know, plastic bags. Don't let your kids play in the rain. Rinse yourselves off. Use plastic ponchos. You know, educate us on how we can actually survive, you know, some kind of fallout from there. This is less than a 50-mile radius where I live. And they're not going to do that. They are not going to do that because they don't want us to survive. There's too many of us on the planet. See, I wish people would just wake up to this New World Order globalist agenda. And you see how destructive and how much that they're killers. Speaking in doublespeak like George Orwell talked about in his 1984 novel, you know, oh, you know, tyranny is freedom. Oh, you're the child killer when they're the child killers, you know. The bigger the lie, the more people will end up believing it. Oh, I don't even know what to say about this whole thing. The only thing I can say is watch what's happening. Realize, you know, Obama's talking about basketball? That's the best we can come up with. We watch the national news at night. 30 minutes of supposed to be the most pertinent information on what's going on in our planet and informing us how we stay free. And they're talking about American Idol, Ed McMahon's death, blah, 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 blah. I swear, I tune into this stuff, and it's like watching a Charlie Brown cartoon where the adults are just going, wah, 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 wah. It's like, what? What? I mean, it's a mind-bender for me. It's very painful. I hardly tune in at all. People are like, oh, don't you know what's going on? You know, Charlie Sheen, I'm like, what did Charlie Sheen say? Is it anything worse than what Mel Gibson said? Whatever, you know. And they're like, I can't believe you don't know. I can't believe that's all you do know. You know what I mean? It's like, come on now. And then here's the big one. People say, I'll say something that tastes a little funny. It's a little different. It's outside. It's life on the outside. It's outside of their realm of understanding, outside of their box. And I'll say something and they'll say, Harry, you shouldn't believe everything you read. Now, why would you assume that I believe everything I read? I read an awful lot of stuff. And if I believed everything that I read, this show, this podcast would be a lot more bizarre than it is. And it's really not that bizarre at all. I'm talking about real things that are real going on. You know what I mean? And I don't even know what to say. Governments are lying to us. The radiation is going to be harmful. This is probably going to have an effect that will dwarf Chernobyl. I don't know what to tell people except get prepared. Make sure you got some food, water. Start getting yourself educated on how to survive some of this stuff. Me? Heck, I got a solar backpack. You know, and I don't want to talk about too much because, you know, you're going to need the gun to protect yourself from these other savages on your block that haven't prepared. And that they're going to be like zombie vampire leeches, hungry, desperate. You know, that's all I can tell you is don't let people know. You're going to need that gun to protect your own food and your own stuff, your own potassium iodine, you know, your own water and food supplies. You know, but all I'm saying is get prepared with this stuff. Get masks. Do whatever you can, you know. I don't want to talk about too much of it, but I'll tell you what. If you've got a supply, survival supply, like a lot of us in the know do, and they come by with that UN food truck or the government ration truck or whatever, the food bank or whatever shows up on your block passing out a little bit of rice and beans and water, and you've got your own stuff, you better get out and get in line and get your share of that stuff too, because your neighbors are going to know if you don't go out and get it that you've got something and your life might be in jeopardy. You know, this is the way that they set it all up. You know, while we're distracted with basketball and everything else, when tragedy comes, the majority of the people are not going to be prepared, and they're going to turn into cannibals and killers. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is make sure you start thinking about your family and taking care of your loved ones, and make sure you've got a supply of any kind of medicines that are vital to your life. You know, with me being diabetic, I better make sure I have insulin. I better make sure, you know, that I've got something to get me through the crisis. Because a lot of people are going to die in these tragedies. Look at what happened in Japan. That's all I can say. Here is some stuff going on in Montana that is very, very interesting. And the Montana bill would create an armed state militia force. A Montana Republican has introduced a bill that would create a volunteer armed militia called Home Guard that would answer directly to the governor or local sheriffs during emergencies. And this is House Bill 278. Representative Wendy Warburton. I gotta applaud her. And you know what? I don't even care that she's a Republican or a Democrat. They're all the damn same to me. Part of the problem is thinking that we have a false choice that we don't have, and these labels on people. But I'll tell you what, this is pretty good. An organized militia, a home guard that would answer directly to the governor or local sheriffs. It's actually the local sheriffs that, when you elect your sheriff in your area, that sheriff is the one that has supremacy in the county. And they're the final all. They're the say-all. They can say no to federal money. They can say, no, we don't want an armed tank in our neighborhood. We don't want tasers. Okay, you keep your money, and we will keep our sovereignty. You know, no, we don't want you conducting any kind of military drills in our county. No, you do not come in and tell us what to do during an emergency. You know, your continuity of government plans. No, we are not going to abide for it. And you're not going to bribe us off with these federal payouts, these federal subsidies, and all this other crap that they get people to go along with to push their police state agenda, their big brother agenda. No, we're not going to go along with it. And it's up to the sheriff to be able to say. So when you're voting for sheriff, that's one of the most important votes that you have in your community, is who your sheriff is going to be. You know, and states have this sovereignty rights where states themselves do not have to answer to the federal government. The federal government answers to the states. You see what I'm saying? The states answer to the local communities, and the local communities answer to the residents of that community. That's the way it goes. People have it all turned around, and they think we're supposed to do the bidding of the federal government. Oh, you know, and we become this entitled class. You know, Mike Adams was talking about it yesterday at a broadcast on Infowars.com. He was talking about this entitlement mentality, you know, where mother government has been taking care of us for so long. Some people just think that they become disfranchised They don't realize that, you know, we really should be taking heed and taking value in our own, you know, our own well-being, you know, things that we can have power of, that some federal agency or state agency or county agency even doesn't have our best interest. We have our best interest. We're the ones that love ourselves and our fellow man and our neighbors and our brothers and our sisters. We're the ones that have compassion. We are the humans. And we need to get back to that. We need to get back to being who we are. A loving, compassionate, kind, caring race of people. You know, we're so far into our video games and our DVDs and our internet and all, we don't even interact with our own neighbors anymore. We have to get back to the community that is the human race and wean ourselves out of these mother governments, you know, and expecting them to take care of problems. No, we have to prepare ourselves, and that's part of waking up to this new reality. This is part of questioning your reality that I'm talking about all the time. You know, and here it is, this Montana bill wants the U.S. to withdraw from the U.N., a bill that calls on Montana to ask Congress to withdraw the United States from being a part of the United Nations is heard in Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm sure it got ignored again, but it says here that the United States wastes billions of dollars to be part of the United Nations, and the bill's language calls for this dissolution so that the United States may maintain control over its own military forces, finances, and destiny. And that's part of sovereignty. You know, we have no business being a part of that UN, and that's a whole nother show. I could go on for hours and hours about it, you know. It seems to me that all these global problems, transnational problems, problems that require collaboration, and I don't see what we gain by hunkering down the prairie and pretending these problems don't exist, says this other senator, you know, these globalists, you know, they're like, oh, you know, we have to not only, you know, as a federal government here, but we have a world government in place. There's a world court at the UN. They're, you know, we're going to rely on the UN to take care of us? What are they doing for Japan? What have they done in any of these places that have had genocide, that have had mass problems? They don't contribute anything, but they contribute to the problem. They went in and vaccinated whole communities and sterilized the women with tetanus shots and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's in... incredible. And then you're going to go in and just give, like, these shots. They're supposed to help people, but just give them to the women. And then next thing you know, all the women are sterilized. They are eugenicists. They're into population reduction. I totally agree. The UN needs to not be involved. The only way that we can even make any kind of change in the world is do it on our own personal levels and in our own communities, so that we can start letting people know that no, it's not okay to be part of the UN. It's not okay to have the federal government tell us what to do. No, we cannot rely on mother government. No, Big Brother doesn't give us any more security. It only takes away our security and our freedoms. We do not need a police state. Local police do not need armed vehicles. I mean, this is just incredible. It's all run amok. It's time for us to stop, wake up, say, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. You know, what was that movie? You go out to your window and say, I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, what was it? Network or whatever. I am a human being, damn it. You cannot treat me like a slave. I will not let you. Because all this is happening because we are allowing it as a people. It's time for us to draw a line in the sand, like Dave Von Kleist says over at the Power Hour, and decide, you know, where is your line in the sand? When have you had enough? All right, I'm going to be back to do another show in the future to expose the New World Order's agenda of total enslavement of humanity, because we are in the fights of our lives. You can find the podcast at harrythomas.podomatic.com. Tell all your friends, subscribe to it, let people know that there's an alternative point of view. You know, get involved, get educated. All the news stories I talk about at twitter.com/HarryThomas. You can find other like-minded people that are fighting in the information war over at the 12160 social network. Do a search for that and get involved, because together we will make a difference. I want to thank you for listening, and we will be back again to expose the New World Order agenda.
The young man just dying to live.